When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to being disappointed, I want you to ask yourself, which room does my disappointment currently exist in? And how much room have I created for it? Guys, what's going on? Welcome to the Bird Brain Podcast, where the goal is to rise above it all, stay elevated, create that infinity, up your you. I'm your host, Isaiah, and how are you? How are you guys doing out there? It's 8 o'clock and my plant light hasn't turned on yet. It's funny because today's episode is going to be about like expectations and disappointment. And the funny thing is I have a timed light set for my plants, and it's supposed to come on at a certain time every morning, and just now it did not, and it's past the time that it's supposed to come on, and I'm like, am I missing something, or did I do something? And the likelihood is that I did something, because it's a timed light, so it's not just gonna randomly change its schedule. However, me seeing it not turn on, you know, immediately got me a little like concerned and also frustrated and also like slightly disappointed, because I'm like, why are you not turning on? Overlooking Isaiah, hey, did you leave the light on later than usual and it's coming on later than usual? So in this aspect, my frustration or disappointment was likely created by me. But in the moment, I'm not thinking about that, right? I'm just looking at the fact that something that I expected to function in a certain way is not functioning in a certain way, and I'm disappointed by that. But sometimes when we are disappointed by things or people, it is so crucial to just take a step back and ask ourselves a few things, right? What are my expectations? And I am not from the camp of not having expectations. I think it's impossible. I know it's impossible. You know, I think the only time somebody doesn't have expectations of something or someone is when it comes to something they don't care about. They're not invested in any way, so therefore their expectations in terms of it isn't there. However, a person goes to work every day and expects to get paid. If they are in a relationship, they expect that when they come home from that job, that person is still there, right? The expectation is in everything. It's just a matter of what the expectations are, right? I'm not going to go to a gas station demanding that they make me a pizza or a five-star meal, unless that's the gas station. You know, I go to the gas station to get gas. I expect when I pay for gas, I get the adequate amount of gas, right? Those are my expectations. I go to a restaurant, I expect that I get what I order, not something else that I didn't order. Those are the expectations. They're within the realm of reality. And when it comes to relationships, it could be a blurred line to a certain degree. And the reason why I say this is because there may be things that we desire from a person that they themselves are just not showing up with. And that desire can definitely turn into disappointment because we are not recognizing very important things, right? I like to think of disappointment existing in a few different rooms in our life. you have the disappointment that exists in the room that we decorated, right? And this decorated room is our expectations, okay? We decorate this room with our expectations. We invite people in and we want them to appreciate how we decorated it, right? It's decorated with everything that we want and desire from others. That's one room where disappointment can hang out. And this is the most destructive room. The reason why is because everything in here, for the most part, is very fragile. Very fragile. And when we bring other people into this room, we may tell them, but we also are not looking at the fact that this person may not have asked to be in here, right? And they may not be equipped to be in here. Every step, there's a little piece of something in this room that could potentially be broken. So somebody has to tread carefully. And they don't know the significance of certain things. They don't know everything. You may not even know everything in this room, right? I just picture a room full of like those, you know, those little glass ceramic eggs that you see, those expensive eggs. Just picture them all over the floors. And as you walk into the room, you have to find an empty spot that you can step. Otherwise, you'll knock an egg over. Okay, even along the walls, there are like these important oil paintings that have never been touched, but they're in this room with these ceramic eggs, and everything in here is super expensive. Meanwhile, you bring somebody in here who doesn't appreciate art and who doesn't know the cost of a ceramic egg. And maybe they do, however, it still doesn't mean anything to them. And that's what our expectations can look like sometimes, right? We have these certain desires, requirements of other people in our life, and they don't have the same, or they are not looking to be that. That's one room. The second room is someone who shows up to this room willingly, voluntarily. They show up to the room because of how comfortable this room feels. And while they said they are, you know, they like these things, etc., or this is how they operate, this is what's important to them, they're showing up in a way that it goes one way, right? They value being on the receptive end of these things. However, they don't take the initiative to present or offer those things. And it could be little, right? Somebody remembering an important date, somebody congratulating you, like all these things. Like, people like to matter. I say this all the time. People, every person you meet wants to matter, right? They want to feel acknowledged. They want to be taken care of, right? They want to be praised. They want to be celebrated. To what magnitude, it varies. However, everybody you meet wants to feel like they matter, okay, in the places that matter to them. And I drive that point home because it is so important for a universal understanding, but also for the person that feels like, oh, maybe I'm asking for too much by hoping that somebody would just, you know, ask me how my day was or congratulate me, and not a stranger off the street, but somebody I am engaged in an intentional interpersonal relationship with. Friend, family, romantic partner, doesn't matter, right? These are people I'm doing life with. However, I can't expect much from them in my life, but they come with these demands and requirements of me to still be sustainable for them. Right? It's very lopsided, okay? And it's a lot of wordplay, and it's a lot of semantics that are played. You cannot expect what I am expecting from you. That's not allowed, okay? So in that room, disappointment can become very, very intense, right? The first room, not only is disappointment in there, but also resentment, okay? Because you may start to expect things from people and they're not doing it, but also you're not doing anything about it. You keep them in this room. You keep bringing them to this room. The room full of ceramic, expensive eggs, and also the room full of all your most prized, precious artwork. And they don't know how to take care of it. They're not equipped to take care of it. Okay? And resentment can also exist in the second room too, because this person says they are going to do things, or, you know, they say that these are their core values or their virtues, etc., but it's showing that that's not who they are at all. When it comes to other people, right? They like being on a receptive end of it. However, they don't show up in that capacity. Okay. And then I like to think that there's another room. Well, the second room is like the person shows up and they don't do the things. However, they expect you to adjust to their lack of effort. They expect you to adjust to being let down. Okay. And that's interesting. That's an interesting one, right? The whole, well, don't have expectations of me, etc. I can't do this. And then you finally say, okay, cool. I'm going to put you in this last room. And this last room is bare. This last room has nothing in it that can be broken. This last room doesn't really allow for much confusion in terms of what the expectations are, what the requirements are. It's just a room. Okay, maybe it has a chair in there, you know, it's very minimally decorated, okay? And sometimes that's the room that some people truly, honestly belong in, okay? Because they have shown us in on certain terms that, hey, this is the capacity that I have, all right? Sometimes we want people to be in different rooms in our lives, but they have shown that they don't make the effort to be there. Okay. There's a lack of effort on their end to be in those rooms. And sometimes we make the mistake of trying to force people into those rooms. And then they show us that they don't know how to take care of this space. And then we get upset. Okay. So it's important to really take stock in terms of the rooms that you have that disappointment exists in, right? One of my mom's favorite quotes was, stop expecting you from people. I've said this a million times on this podcast, and I'll say it a million times more, because when you understand this, your expectations can be a little bit more defined, right, and refined, to understand what the goal is. If I have somebody in a very significant space in my life and they are reaping the benefits of being in that space in my life, my expectations of them would be some level of reciprocation and care. I'm not going to have a reckless person in a high position in my life. I'm not going to do it, right? Because that takes care of me, also takes care of the other person. I have very little expectations of you, and therefore I'm going to put you in a space where my expectations don't really exceed much of what you are showing me, okay? My demands of you are not there either. My requirement of you is not there either, you know? I expect you to show up exactly how you show up. And if you surprise me, awesome. Well, let's see how long that lasts. However, I'm going to keep you in a space where I realize your patterns have shown me this is what you're capable of. Okay? Not everybody deserves a chance at your most delicate parts of you or your safety. That's not true. Not everybody deserves a chance. You are allowed to decide what your relationships look like and who you want to have a relationship with. And moving forward, if somebody is continuously disappointing you, right, on their own behalf because they are not showing up or they're not making effort or they're just not being conscious of things that are important to other people, and they themselves have these same expectations, then you are allowed to adjust. Otherwise, you are going to keep people in that ceramic room, right? And they are going to break things. They're going to break a lot of things that cannot be repaired, okay? It could be your self-worth. It could be actual things, or it could just be the relationship in itself. They're going to break things. And then what they're going to say is, well, why did you have me in this room in the first place? Okay? It falls back on you. Relationships we have responsibility for, okay? And people have responsibility in their relationship with us. However, we have to be more discerning or decisive in terms of who we are trying to keep company with. What is this person exhibited? Okay. And there's a difference. Some people may disappoint you and they show up and they follow through. They're like, hey, I want to repair because what happened, I didn't mean to happen. And how can I fix this? How can I make it better? Okay. And, you know, an accident is an accident, but repetition is no longer an accident. That is a character trait. Okay. So that's also something to be mindful of too. All right. It breaks down the layers in terms of like what truly is important and what's working and what's not. And when it comes to disappointment, it is such a delicate dance, but you have to realize where the disappointment is coming from. Okay. Is it coming from you? Is it coming from a space you created? Or is it coming from a person that is not showing up in the ways that they said they would, or in the ways that they said is important to them? Okay. Or is it coming from a person who may have, you know, fell short and they're looking to repair? And you get to decide, even if somebody disappoints you, what they're willing to repair, like what that looks like moving forward. Okay, but you're always going to have expectations. It's just so crucial to understand what your expectations are. Okay, if they align with what you seek. Okay, if they are aligned with the relationship dynamic. Okay. You can't ask for a 5-star meal from a gas station, but you can go to the gas station and get gas, right? If somebody is flaky and they're inconsistent, or they just don't really take initiative to show that you are a priority to them, then now you get to decide, okay, how do I prioritize this relationship moving forward? Because they've shown me I'm not a priority, right? They have shown me repetitively that I am not a priority in their small gestures and their small habits and their small ways of being intentional, right? And considering, you know, certain things. But once you understand that, now you get to decide, how do my expectations change moving forward? Okay. What room do I allow disappointment to exist in? Okay. Just something to think about. And I think it really is helpful because that's something that I process and I think about. And it's great to have perspective because, again, sometimes we may be seeing things in a certain way, you know, from our own past experiences, etc. And even that can create a disappointment. Like I said, for my plant light, that plant light not showing, not turning on at the time that I expected it to. The likelihood is because I turned on this plant light a lot later in a day, and I haven't realized that it's been coming on later, right? Because I adjusted the time. Okay, you have responsibility. It doesn't always have to be all yours, but just understand what is being created from how you are operating in life. Okay, I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope this is something that you really think about and consider, right? Which room of disappointment do I have people in? Okay, and this is this the room that they belong in? All right, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and take flight.